RCE at 107.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden back on the campaign trail in North Carolina on Friday, acknowledging his rough performance at Thursday's debate, but vowing to fight on. Some voters at that rally, like David Tellum, say that they're more anxious than ever about the election.
Biden was not strong. I suspect that they overtrained him.
Biden back at Camp David today. Hundreds of people attended a vigil overnight for a 13-year-old boy killed in a police shooting in upstate New York. Police say he was pointing a replica handgun at an officer. Before a cabinet meeting this morning, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu weighed in on the ceasefire talks, saying that Israel will not end the war until we achieve our goals, his words, and says the return of all abductees is important, saying that Israel was committed to fighting until Hamas is, quote, defeated. In the Caribbean, Hurricane Beryl has undergone rapid intensification, has now become the earliest Category 4 hurricane on record, the first ever for the month of June. This is ABC News. Florida's ban on lab-grown meat is set to go into effect this week. ABC's Mark Remillard reports.
Ahead of a July 1st ban on the production and sale of lab-grown meat in Florida, California-based producer Upside Foods hosting a last hurrah tasting party in Miami. Nadal Baraki was there.
Like, if you tell me it's supposed to be vegetarian chicken or real chicken, I wouldn't tell the difference.
The meat is grown from cells of a living animal, a fertilized egg, or a storage bank, and then cultivated. Florida has banned this sale, as lawmakers say they want to protect the state's agricultural industry. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
State Farm Insurance this week requested one of their biggest rate increases ever in the state of California, leaving thousands of homeowners concerned about their home insurance. The company, which is the largest residential homeowners insurer in the state, insuring one in five homes, is asking for an additional 30% rate increase next year on the heels of a recent rate hike of almost 20%. Dave Packer, ABC News.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-496-2714. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-496-2714. That's 800-496-2714. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Wildlife advocates are filing another legal challenge to Wisconsin's wolf management plan. Mike Moan reports.
A coalition announced the appeal this week, and it centers on how the management plan came together under the state DNR. A judge dismissed the original lawsuit earlier this spring. It accused an agency panel of breaking the rules for how it interacted with special interest groups tied to hunting. Melissa Smith, with Friends of the Wisconsin Wolf and Wildlife, says by favoring certain voices, other wildlife groups are left behind.
It's quite egregious that the citizens of Wisconsin do not have any legal standing to challenge the rules in any decisions that's wildlife related.
The coalition says the judge's decision conflicts with principles under the public trust doctrine. The Department of Natural Resources says it cannot respond to pending litigation. This legal activity comes a few months after federal officials opted to keep the gray wolf on the endangered species list. State law requires a wolf hunt if the animal is delisted from federal protections, but the new management plan doesn't include a goal with specific numbers. Instead, the plan focuses on sustainability. Meanwhile, Smith says she wants state rules to be consistent.
If you look at the deer plan, our Wisconsin deer plan, it states plain as day that deer are held in the public trust. So it seems that it's pretty inconsistent when they decide something is held in the public trust and when something is not.
Hunting and farming groups contend the gray wolf population has grown too large, putting livestock at risk. But conservationists say these concerns are often overstated and that management efforts need to be rooted in science. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see tons of sunshine for your Sunday and light north winds as highs top out in the lower 70s. In the overnight, clear skies, light winds will continue with lows in the lower 50s. On Monday, mostly sunny with highs in the lower to middle 70s. Right now, it's 67.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we take a look back at what happened over the weekend and get you prepared for July 4th. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Cripescast. I'm your host, Charlie Behrens. This is the podcast where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest. We are brought to you and powered by Everlight Solar. And ladies and gents, with that, here is my conversation with Grandma Sue, Aunt Mary, and Lois Bentley.
Essential energy accelerates metabolism.
Are you guys?
That's what I need.
What?
Accelerates metabolism.
Are you talking about that Celsius drink?
Yeah.
No, I good? Just got that because.
Live fit.
Huh?
It says live fit.
Live fit. I mean,
that might make me lose weight.
What do you drink?
Sue?
I don't know that it's...
Susie, as soon as he leaves, his water is going to fall.
Well, it's sparkling what? Water.
Sparkling?
What the hell? You got something on your foot, too?
Oh, yeah, I do.
What's on your foot, Mary?
I have... Remember when we went hiking, Charlie, and I couldn't make it up with
that tower? Ago?
Yeah, without taking my shoes off?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What's the deal? You got a...
Arthritis.
I
have some torn tendons. Arthritis runs in our family. You're going to get it, too.
I got arthritis in my big toe.
You do?
I do.
See, now that's going to spread.
How are you guys?
Oh, my neighbors.
Bye. Bye.
We're going to the casino.
They probably want to go
along.
Aren't
they fun?
Who is that?
Those are my two neighbors. One is Mary and one is Joyce.
Joyce and Mary.
Joyce and Mary.
Nice.
It was a nice little.
Does Joyce spend a lot of time on the floor?
No. Is that a good place to eat, Lois?
Yes, it's a very good place.
The Britain to eat. House.
We'll have to try that sometime.
Okay. Is that what it's called? The Britain House?
Yeah.
Britain?
Britain.
Come up and Britain. Go out to
house.
Eat.
The Britain House.
Is it a British deal?
No. It's just a. Well, actually, it's a good restaurant.
That was a good place to move, Lois.
Yes, it was. No, I can walk to the restaurant, and if I get too drunk,
walk home.
I gotta forget. I have to remember.
If I get too wasted,
I can walk home.
That's good.
I can find my house.
Lois, I don't have Siri up, so you're gonna be my.
Oh no.
You're gonna be my Siri here.
I don't have Siri.
Do you know how to get to Ho-Chunk from here? Or no. Otherwise, Mary's... Oh, I get on that highway up there, take a right.
Do you want me to do this?
Grandma, you want the AC on or you want your...
Get directions to Ho-Chunk Casino in Baraboo, Wisconsin.
You want higher?
Yeah, it's still high.
Okay.
Nothing's working today.
You know what? That's why it wasn't on.
Where's Ho-Chunk? Is it... Get directions to Ho-Chunk Casino.
Getting directions to Pottawatomie Casino Hotel.
No, not Pottawatomie.
Not Potto. Ho-Chunk.
Where is that located?
What are we doing with the robot? I thought
starting
we were...
route.
Well, okay, you're doing it, Mary.
Stay the right lane.
And route.
Ending navigation.
Oh, for God. You know, this is...
Just wait. I'll get it.
I think I go right up here.
Well, yeah.
You didn't have to say it like that, Lois.
Well, yes. I mean, that's that much I know.
You could have said, yeah, Charlie, that is correct.
Okay, Charlie, that's correct.
Oh. Get directions to Ho-Chunk Casino in Sauk County, Wisconsin.
Getting directions to Ho-Chunk Gaming.
Sweet.
Wisconsin Dells.
Starting route to Ho-Chunk Gaming.
All right. So, we'll look at that. So, yeah, anyway, arthritis. Yeah, I got arthritis in my big toe.
Well, you're going to get it all over.
I'm not going to get it all
over. Sure you will. Every single person in our family is died of it.
If you're
died of it.
In 3.7 miles.
Arthritis.
Mary, you're going to have to turn that robot off.
You're lucky if you don't get it in your bag.
Do you want me to turn it down? Are you just going to watch it?
I mean...
I am so excited, Lois.
You are. So
I can't wait to go ka-ching. Ka-ching, ka-ching.
Charlie, if you have to work, like when Sue calls you up and she wants to go to the casino because she'd go every day, if you have to work, just tell her no.
Okay. Well, Mary, Mary, you just had a birthday.
I did.
Talk about that. How old did you turn?
Hey, then
49.
If you just had a birthday, you can get some money at Ho-Chunk.
I know.
You
really?
You can get money from Ho-Chunk for your birthday.
Well, when was your birthday?
May 28th.
What's today?
May 30th.
Yeah, you should be able to get some.
How much?
I don't know what you're going to get. You have to just go up and tell them.
It was my birthday.
Do you get a birthday thing and you have to show them your ID?
Here, now I'm feeling something.
Now you're getting it.
Did you hear what I did with a gas can?
Oh.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, tell the gas can story, Mary. How the hell does this
I'm at the gas station filling up a tank for the lawnmower. Yeah. And I pressed on the gas thing. And you know how you press it and it clicks and it just goes until it's full and then it unclicks? Well, it clicked. And then I thought, holy shit, I don't know if this is going to unclick. So I tried to unclick it by pressing it up. It was stuck. So I panicked. I took it out.
Oh,
yeah, there is gas all over. And then I panicked and I thought, oh, I've got to unclick this. So I turned it towards my face to look at it.
Oh my God. That's like seeing if a gun is unloaded by looking down.
No, I couldn't believe I did that. So then I have gas all over my face, all over my clothes.
In your eyes.
In my eyes. Then I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. And then I was really panicked. Then I put it down. It's like gas all over again. Then I think I turned it towards my face again. Splashed my face again. And then the gas station guy happened to be outside filling ice. He comes running over. He's panicked now.
Well, yeah.
Ma'am. He takes the thing, presses the emergency button, clicks off the gas. And then I'm rubbing my eyes. So I go in and I douse my eyes. I go into the shower, stay in there for a while, call my eye doctor. They said, you should be okay unless it starts to burn. It starts to burn while I'm mowing lawn. I have to go in there. She says, you're lucky you have your eyesight. Your pupils are good, but you have a chemical burn in your eyes. So my brother Dave called I was telling Joel this story. He goes, you've got to stop. I said, Joel, don't say anything. I almost lost my eyes. He said, you've got to stop. And then he starts, by the end of the conversation, he is giving me so much crap. Then Dave calls and he goes, I didn't get the phone right away. And then he called again. And he goes, you got a light?
God.
Mary, I have a question though.
What?
If you're pulling out a gas pump
and
you want to see if there's gas coming out, do you not have a good enough vantage point from right here to see if gas is coming out?
No, I knew that.
You have to look at it.
I was trying to fix it so it would stop.
And so you decided the point?
I thought I could see it.
I think you panicked, and in your panic, you chose the exact worst thing you could do in the moment.
I did the exact worst thing. Thank gosh that
gas attendant was out there.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, that was her turn. Ouch. That's stupid.
You can turn. That was your turn. 1 mile.
I'll just turn that breeze.
And 1 mile, she said.
Yeah. You know, that's, this is just a symbol for life right now. Like sometimes you're on the road to life, there are directions. And if you miss your turn off, you don't need to get upset at yourself. You just reroute.
Yeah, it just reroutes for you.
Yeah.
So you're okay.
You guys think that?
I don't understand which way it's taking.
Breezy Point. Breezy Point Road. We take a right.
Yeah. It is going to Ho Chunk Gaming.
So. Yeah. You got the Euron.
Air is it cold back there, man?
No, it's fine.
Okay, we got it. So it's supposed to be.
All right, keep it where it is. It's fine for Lois.
Well, it doesn't matter to me.
We go climb it.
It's on high. It's fine.
Is it Breezy Point Road? Yeah, that was Breezy Point Road. Now we're rerouting again. Now we're going to Fox Lake. God's sake, are we ever gonna get there? All right.
Oh my gosh.
This next one.
Do you want me to take my phone and direct you since you're not paying attention?
Well, you would be paying attention.
Give me my phone.
Fox Lake, that's the next one. And I am paying attention.
No, you're not, Charlie.
Trying to accommodate the whole car. Also trying to figure out how you can,
where we're going,
a grown ass woman spray gas in your face. What were you getting gas?
Because you want a light. You have a light.
Mary, were you cutting the grass?
I was cutting the grass after I sprayed it in my eye, and then my doctor said if it burns, you have to go in. Well, I got one swipe done.
You're talking about something else, Mary.
What do you mean? Oh, you mean if I light myself on fire?
Yeah,
I was.
So if we take the exit, then what?
Fox Lake.
0.2 miles to Fox Lake.
Yeah, I'm taking it.
Right here.
I'm kind of confused. I don't think this is the way we went there the last time.
Well, no. You missed two exits, Charlie. Okay.
You know, Mary.
What do you expect?
Okay.
Rub it in, Mary.
Yeah.
We're lucky.
Well, let's just talk about rerouting our life if we miss.
Yeah, Mary, if you were to reroute your life at this point, where would you take it? Where would Siri tell you to go?
If I were to reroute my life, I'd be marrying a millionaire.
Turn left onto East State Street.
And why aren't you?
Yeah, Mary, there are millionaires out there. First of all, Mary, I don't think we've updated the people on your relationship status.
Right.
What?
The last time you were on the podcast, you were getting hot and heavy with a fella.
With Matt.
Matt.
Yeah.
What happened to Matt?
We really saw a picture of him even.
Yeah, we never said, we don't even know if Matt's real.
He's like my make-believe friend when I was a kid.
He didn't want to say it, but...
My make-believe boyfriend.
Are you dating anyone else now that Matt's a figment of your imagination and your past?
So if anybody knows of a millionaire that's available...
Yeah.
If we want...
If I did, I would have her.
Yeah. Lois is going to take first dibs on the millionaire.
So, Mary, what's the long-term plan if you get a millionaire? Are you going to marry him for the money?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm moving out. He's going to support Sue in whatever way she wants to be supported. And I'm just going to go to some island with or without the millionaire.
Okay.
Oh, hey, you got to include him, Mary.
Not really.
Oh, well, then you better just forget it. No millionaire is going to marry you.
He's going to marry me for my status.
Boy, are you...
The clout.
Yep.
Mary's clout.
Wow.
So you haven't been on the dating apps, Mary. You're not on the dating apps?
Not on Catholic Match. Well, I am. I have a lot of people looking at my profile, but they're usually like 70, 75 years old.
Well, how old is too old at this
point? How old are you, Mary?
Well, my profile says 49 to 50.
You know what?
So 70, 75 is too high.
You really said 49 to 50?
I did.
Well, they
and she's 66.
I am not 66, Sue.
How old are you? You just had a birthday.
Yeah, 66.
I told you, 49.
She's 66.
Willing to go up to 55.
Mary, listen, we have a lot of dedicated listeners to the Cripes Cast.
Yeah,
I bet you out there, maybe there's someone who's seeking a gal like you. So let's build your dating profile here. Her name is Mary Cerny.
Charlie, stop.
66 years
stop,
old.
Stop, I'm not 66.
Just Mary.
Just listen to
be
Charlie.
Be honest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't start out with a lie.
Guys,
don't start out with a lie. Yeah, is right.
Not on the right foot. Now, Lois and Grandma Sue, I want to explain to you how these dating apps work. They ask you a bunch of questions, assuming you guys aren't already on them yourselves.
Not me.
They ask you a bunch of questions to kind of let people get a sense of who you are. So
yes.
What questions do you think Mary should answer so a fella out there can get a sense of who she is?
Charlie,
Grandma,
stop!
Grandma, first question for Aunt Mary. What do you think a fella would want to know about her?
Oh, my gosh.
I think her interests.
Mary, what are your interests?
Charlie, stop.
Mary?
No, that would be the first thing they would want to know.
I know this. Yes. Sex is not one of them.
Okay. How do you know that sex is not one of her interests? That's a good question.
Oh, my gosh.
Mary, what are you doing back there? Why do you have your phone up?
Save me.
I tell it like it is.
Why are you so far down there, Mary?
Because I'm dying. Stop.
All right, Mary, what are your interests?
I'm not telling you.
Mary.
Stop with the dating crap,
Charlie. Okay, Mary, I'm just asking for my own interests. Just a nephew trying to get to know his aunt a little bit. What are your interests? What do you like doing?
Oh, another one is animals. She loves animals.
That's an interest.
Animals.
Mary loves animals. Mary, what is your favorite animal? And please don't say Reagan. All right.
He's my baby.
We'll start with Reagan. Mary, I think it's important for this dating app that the fellas know that you do come with a dependent, a very dependent. His name is Reagan. How old is Reagan, Mary?
He's 15.
15 years old. He is, and how old is that in dog years?
10-7.
So 7 times 5, that's 35.
30.
So 5, carry the 3, 7. He's 105 years old in dog years.
Charlie.
What?
Leave.
I think he's ready to kick the bucket.
No, he's not.
No, he acts like a puppy. He
These
really
dogs
does.
Can live till they're 25.
Really?
Shut
yes.
What Mary, kind
no, I'm not kidding.
What kind of dog is he?
He's a little dog.
Oh, what?
He's a mini Shih Tzu.
Mini Shih Tzu. In 0.9 miles, Charlie, take a left on East State.
I always knew he was a little All right, so Mary, you have...
You know, Charlie, when he was laying on the floor and we thought he was dying, you looked at him and you shook your head and you said, you know...
Is it left right here, Mary?
Yeah, 0.6 on East State Street.
No,
Is this East State? No, it's not State.
That's...
Charlie, you
Cordelia.
Had...
Next stop sign.
Cordella.
Next stop sign... Turn left on East State.
All
right. 0.4
miles.
He's got it on his, I think.
See, fellas, Mary makes a great passenger princess. You know? Oh, she's not telling you how to drive.
Charlie.
She's not backseat driving. Dude, Mary, don't. Do not,
Mary.
Do I not have, distract the driver.
I have.
Fellas,
do you want
I
him to quit? Mary, stop it.
I'll bite your
Mary, stop it.
Stop it. All right.
Charlie, when we thought my dog was dying,
yes.
You came into the living room and
yes.
You looked down at him,
yep.
And all you said was, "Doesn't look good."
That's not all.
There wasn't any empathy.
Well, no, that's not true. Rufus and I started taking bets for how long he was going to live, and I lost. I thought he's alive. I took an hour, Rufus took 5 hours, and that damn dog's still alive. So hopefully we have better luck.
He had a seizure.
Turn left onto Highway 73
south. In 5.5 miles, turn left on 73 south.
Fellas, if you can see yourself driving for miles and not having Siri in your ear, but Mary in your ear.
We're here on East State Street.
You know, Charlie, any guy would be lucky to have me.
Yeah, quite frankly.
You know, so let's just say, folks, no ego.
But you know what she wants is a millionaire to let her live her life alone.
Let her. That's it. I mean, it sounds like she's looking for a loan. Is what it looks like, a life loan.
I can't find a millionaire because Lois is going to take him before I do.
Well, that is if Lois sees him.
I don't think I want one.
You just said you wanted a millionaire.
Yeah, I don't think I do.
I don't know. I don't want to wash anyone's dirty underwear.
It's a nice town, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Fox Lake.
Yes.
Fox Lake is nice.
Welcome to Fox Lake. You know, the water towers.
Yeah.
You guys know how water towers work?
No.
And look, they have an old-fashioned.
What do they have?
Right here.
An old-fashioned diner.
We got to introduce your brandy.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Since we last did the podcast, we have a new brandy.
Oh, no. Now I have to buy three more.
You got to buy three more?
Three more and get three more signatures on them.
We'll stop on the way home. Who are they for?
Randy and Chris, and Missy and Chuck, and me.
Yeah, but you have two bottles, don't you?
You have one signed.
I have three bottles.
Charlie signed it.
Two need a signature.
Okay, I'll do that.
Charlie signed your bottle, Lubricant Lois.
Yes. And he doesn't have to sign the
Are you upset
one.
About that?
No.
No. God.
Lubricant Lois. No. Shoot, I got to get you a jacket that says Lubricant Lois.
I don't think so.
Lubricant Lois. Lucy, Susie. Yeah. And Mary, make me a millionaire Mary. There you go.
Hey, Char, yeah. I checked the price when I was in Festival Foods.
Yeah.
And your bottle is more expensive than
Grandma.
Well, look at who's Corbell's.
Grandma, stop promoting Corbell unintentionally here.
She tells everyone that, Charlie.
Why are you saying that our price point is not the top selling point?
Yes, I think it's so good.
Charlie is a top selling point.
You think it's worth it? You think it's worth it for a couple
bucks? Yes.
It is so smooth, I'm telling you. Yes, it's smooth.
I don't know. I'm too tight to open one. I know. Isn't that stupid?
Well, you know what, Char?
Well, I don't want to open
we
one
We should bring
Lois
back to our house and have an old-fashioned party.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Now, Lois, if you got a jacket that's in Lubricant Lois, it would be a starting conversation for your boyfriend at the bars.
Do you have a boyfriend, though?
They'd be interested.
No, I don't.
You were going to take my millionaire.
I'm not sharing anything of mine with anyone. I'm not sharing anything of mine with anyone.
But I was never Lucy.
Oh, Grandma, your phone. Who is it?
Oh, I better see.
See who it is.
You can't tell by your watch.
I'm my millionaire.
Mom, happy grandma's millionaire. Oh, are you going to get to your phone in time?
But I want to... I do not want...
First of all, your ring sounds like the winning sound of a slot machine.
Uh-oh.
Is there a reason for that?
It does, doesn't it?
Mary, I got to say this, though. We didn't finish building out your dating
profile.
Charlie, we're not doing that anymore.
All right, so you're interested.
Charlie, how many people are in that cemetery?
No, Mary, the joke is how many dead people are in that cemetery?
No.
How many people in that cemetery are dead? How many dead people are in that cemetery?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. I screwed up.
You really screwed that
joke
up.
Yep, you did.
Oh, that's my favorite joke.
Lois is like, you are crazy. I'm glad I brought him along.
You got them all?
Yeah, I got him.
What did you bring, Sue?
Her pills.
My pills.
Oh, gosh.
Got any fun ones in there, Grandma?
I got a Vicodin.
Oh.
You want a Vicodin?
Yeah, give me that before the casino.
You'll spend way too much money.
All right, well, here we got it. So anyways, Mary, does that conclude your dating profile? We have an interest. Do you have to be with a Catholic?
Yes.
Oh, and Grandma says yes, hot off the gate.
Yeah, there's no question about that. So she's got to stick with her religion. Mary's favorite thing is I'm 66 years old and I should know what I'm doing, when I'm doing. And no. I question some of her moves.
Well, like what move do you question? Her looking through the barrel of a gas?
Nice. Sue has a t-shirt that says director on it.
That says what?
Director. We took a girls' week down in Arizona. And we all had t-shirts that said, I survived Girls Weekend 2021. And all Sue's shirt said, the director.
Wait, you guys went to Arizona in 2021?
Or
no, it was
2001.
Like,
sorry.
2001.
I missed it by 20.
It is quite a difference.
News from the center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden back on the campaign trail in North Carolina on Friday, acknowledging his rough performance at Thursday's debate, but vowing to fight on. Some voters at that rally, like David Tellum, say that they're more anxious than ever about the election.
Biden was not strong. I suspect that they overtrained him.
Biden back at Camp David today. Hundreds of people attended a vigil overnight for a 13-year-old boy killed in a police shooting in upstate New York. Police say he was pointing a replica handgun at an officer. Before a cabinet meeting this morning, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu weighed in on the ceasefire talks, saying that Israel will not end the war until we achieve our goals, his words, and says the return of all abductees is important, saying that Israel was committed to fighting until Hamas is, quote, defeated. In the Caribbean, Hurricane Beryl has undergone rapid intensification, has now become the earliest Category 4 hurricane on record, the first ever for the month of June. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Brewers lose to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing before a sellout at American Family Field, nearly half of them Cubs fans, as Chicago pulled off a 5-3 victory Saturday. The Cubs jumped out to an early lead with a single, then a two-run homer by Chicago's Michael Busch on just the first two pitches of the game, Brewers starter Tobias Myers.
I think a lot of it's just baseball. They were aggressive today. They know what I've been doing the last couple weeks is attacking with the four-seam, so I think they did a pretty good job of coming out and putting some good swings on some fastballs.
The crew battled back to a 3-3 tie until reliever Yoel Piamps gave up a walk and a home run to Ian Happ in the eighth. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You're in the major leagues and you're pitching at that time in the game. Walks are not a possibility. I mean, it's just not part of it. If you look at our pitching staff, a lot of our success, and it's been great this year, of not giving up free bases. The home run is the home run.
That's Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see tons of sunshine for your Sunday and light north winds as highs top out in the lower 70s. In the overnight, clear skies, light winds will continue with lows in the lower 50s. On Monday, mostly sunny with highs in the lower to middle 70s. Currently, it's 68 degrees.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion?
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Monday for the
Trump immunity ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court. We'll find out if Joe Biden's got SEAL Team 6 on speed dial.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant, Badgerland Flooring, Clary Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Papa's Trading Post, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Electric Cooperative, Schmidt Woodland Hills, The Shoebox, Walsh's Ace, McFarland's Manufacturing, All-American Do-It Center, and Goplin Insurance.